Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching Power Rangers episode 511, Power Rangers Dino Thunder episode 15, Leader of the Whack.
It aired May 15th, 2004, written by John Telligan and directed by Andrew Merrifield.
No, John Telligan wrote the Game On episode.
Game on, losers. He also wrote Ocean Alert.
And that episode was middling at best.
Man, that was pretty average.
Oh, no. This episode's been hyped up to me by one Riley Hopkins. So I'm hoping that John Telligan just had a bumpy start, had to get through.
Is Game On, is that the one where they go in the video game?
That's where they go in the video game. It's the worst episode that we've watched so far. It's the bottom of our...
No Gamers Allowed.
No Gamers Allowed, which was a very funny bit. Josh, before we do the... If you're new here and all of that, do you know what very important anniversary we're celebrating this week?
This week is our anniversary.
Well, yes, but that's not that's a more important anniversary that's actually today.
Not you and me, the Morphin Grid, I mean.
No, yeah, no. I don't know when we met. It was in 2008, so like.
Yeah, who knows?
Could have been it anytime after March before September.
It was 2008, because we talked about TNA 2007.
Yes, because you and Tony were friends, and me and Tony were friends, and then we were all friends afterwards.
Yeah, so today we're recording this on the 11th, so in 3 days, the Morphin Grid will be 7.
Yeah, that's Josh. There's a much more important anniversary that is today. You maroon. How do you not know this?
Because I'm a big maroon. I think it's been pretty well established.
Josh, it's the 10th anniversary of Avril Lavigne's What the Hell?
Oh, thank God. I can't believe I didn't know this.
I don't know how you didn't know this.
Oh, that'll come across well. That won't assault anybody's ears.
Oh, it's gonna... I'll have to do something with it. I cranked the volume way too high.
I don't think I've ever listened to that song. I did not recognize that at all.
I feel like I talk about that song once a week minimum. You just never heard it? It's my favorite Avril Lavigne song and also one of my favorite songs, period. I genuinely think it's one of the best songs ever made. That's the bit. I just had that bit. I had to find a good place to start it, and I had a YouTube video paused for quite some time now. So... I hope everybody liked it. Happy 10th anniversary, Avril Lavigne's What the Hell. If you're new here. What the hell?
What the hell? Why did it take you 511 episodes to get here?
Come on, y'all.
Avril Lavigne is very disappointed in you. And she has been for 10 years.
She has been for a decade. What we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you have the DVDs. And depending on when this airs, maybe Netflix. But who knows?
Better hurry up.
Also, I can give you a link to a website that does have all the episodes, but they are on Eclipse, so it's not.
Did you watch this one in full 80p?
Yeah, no, I got to Netflix. My Netflix is back. Kind of a couple hour oopsie doodle. The way that I have Netflix is that somebody else has Netflix, and it decided it didn't want to take their card. And so when I texted them to say, "Hey, Netflix doesn't want your card anymore. You need a new one," I guess that was when we were pausing to watch the episode, so I had to find it somewhere else. But it's back. And I have the DVDs. I have ordered them. They should be here in a couple days.
Hopefully.
I hope I ordered them. I feel like they should have been here by now. I'm going to double check that later. Maybe I just put it in my cart and was like, nailed it.
If they're going through the USPS, it's still kind of a crapshoot. So.
A little bit. Anyway, we're going to go watch Leader of the Whack right now.
Dino Thunder Power Up! And we just watched The Leader of the Whack.
Oh, and boy, was it not whack at all.
It was wacky.
It was wacky. Yes, I don't. I would not. Well, there's a couple parts that I think are whack, including the explanation of what is actually happening that we get kind of late in the episode that I'm excited to talk about because it makes the opposite of sense. But heyjakeandjosh.com, that's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed Rescue. There's also an archive feed with the first 10 seasons and two classic feeds. There's a lot of ways to listen to the old shows. You just gotta really want it, you know? You just gotta, like, in your heart and in your guts, you gotta want it bad. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We're on Grapple Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Stitcher, Podknife, Podbay, Podbaby, Pod...
Pod of the Whack.
Pod Whack.
Pod Whack.
Podwhack.com.
I don't know what the goof for that is. They send you a podcast in a sock, and it just whacks you on the head when you open the package.
It's a spring-loaded package of a podcast in a sock.
It's on a disc like old Netflix.
Yeah. So what if we started saying, instead of it's like TV for your ears, when we were like, it's like Netflix for your podcasts.
It's like Netflix on your phone.
On your phone.
It's like Netflix for talk radio.
It's talk radio on demand? No, you got to order it. It's like old Netflix. It's not new Netflix. Does old Netflix still, a place that I am upset at for getting rid of all the Power Rangers shows that I need to watch for my job, Netflix, do they still have DVD? Can you still get DVDs in the mail from them?
If you can, it is buried. Hang on, I'm looking. Netflix.com. No, I don't want to do that. I just want to search for Netflix DVD.
Is there a Netflix DVD? Oh, I still have Avril Lavigne's What the Hell pull up. I should.
DVD.netflix.com.
Huh.
Rent movies and TV shows on DVD and Blu-ray.
Ooh, Blu-ray now.
Blu-ray, yeah.
Everything's going to Blu-ray. You know, DVD.
That's wild. Does it still have a queue? Can I still add movies to my queue like the old days?
That's gotta be like extremely.
No, create your list. Boring. Lame.
It's gotta be like a whole extra thing. You gotta pay way more for that, I have to imagine.
It is $8 a month.
In addition to? If you got a regular?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to click too much because I don't want to sign up for it by accident.
Yeah, I get it.
But it says DVD Netflix offers a huge selection of new movies, hard-to-find classics, and premium TV for as little as $7.99 a month. So I feel like there's probably...
Probably if you want more DVDs at one time.
There's a button at the bottom that says add DVD plan.
Okay.
So I think no one does that.
I feel like that is basically, if it says new movies, that's probably how you get like the new stuff is like you call Netflix and you say, hey, can you be Redbox too? I want to watch Sonic the Hedgehog and you don't have it on your streaming service. Send me one Sonic the Hedgehog, please. The last movie they ever made.
All the pandemic movies are starting to come out and TV shows are starting to incorporate pandemic elements into them.
You know what we should do as a society? I know that, like, we're looking at 9-10 months at this point. I know it's been like a global pandemic and it's affected literally everybody on the planet except for the super rich because all of them. But can we not make movies about it for like a year after it's like once it's over?
Can we wait till it's over first?
Can we wait till it's done? Like they didn't make World War II movies in 1944. You know what I mean? Like they waited until it was over, I think.
I don't know. I wasn't alive back then.
I wasn't either.
I'm old, but I'm not that old.
You're not brand new World War II movies. Like we waited, you know, like we could wait until the thing is done first, at the very least, for all of us who are,
I don't know,
you know, still
Jake,
living with it.
Have you been on the internet? Those people can't wait for anything.
No, you're right. They want it fast. They want it now.
Just like Sonic.
Just like you're too slow. And you can leave us a rating and review in any of those places, especially if you want to get out of detention, which a lot of you seem to love. Being in detention for. Mm-hmm. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some neat stuff in return. Number one, you support the show, but you also get early episodes and bonus episodes like the Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes that we got to record soon. We got to figure out a time to do that, and then to do that. So
figure out a time to
find
watch
your
that.
Dude. It's well, we do three and then two, so it's you need an hour, or well, a little over an hour, or 45 minutes, depending on which we decide on. It's a Monday episode, but we have a guest on our next episode.
We do.
So I'm going to. I've told you that David is going to be on. Okay.
You did.
I feel like I booked these guests and I'm like.
Wait, David?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what happened. You told me Riley wanted to be on this one, I think.
Riley wanted to be on this one, and I said
no, we haven't.
And
then you said we had a guest for the one immediately after, and I don't know if you ever told me. I mean, I know you did tell me who it was, but in that conversation, I don't think you did.
Yeah, no, but no, it's David. Let's see. We got an email from Nate. Nate says, hey, Jake and Josh. No, the subject line is Disney hates physical intimacy.
So does Saban. That's why they sold to them.
That's why they're the only person with their upstanding moral values of no kisses.
In the contract, no kisses.
No kisses. And Disney's like, we hate that. So sure. Even though literally our first movie is predicated on a kiss waking up a sleeping princess. Hey, Jake and Josh. I just finished your review episode 502, and you noted how Disney seems to hate kissing on their shows and physical intimacy in Power Rangers specifically. I just wanted to note that cast interviews in the Disney era have said as much. There's even one couple in the Disney area allegedly banned from bodily contact, period. No touch. Papa Walt takes it one farther. No touching.
No touching.
At all.
I'm trying to
unless
think.
Unless it's platonic. Unless you're bro touching, you cannot touch each other.
I'm trying to think back to Zombies and Descendants. Yep. And High School Musical and Teen Beach Movie.
Did High School Musical not even get a kiss?
They might have. I think they did. But now I'm like, or is that a Mandela effect? And I just think they did.
If so, then that's Troy and I don't remember Vanessa Hudgens' character's name.
I think it's Vanessa Hudgens. I think that's right.
Troy and Vanessa Hudgens. Troy and Vanessa Hudgens. Getting special treatment over there. The SPD executive producer says Disney told him to not include a romance physical intimacy because the show is targeted at very young boys. Boys who, historically speaking, do not like intimacy,
yeah,
I guess.
You...
Kisses scare boys. We all know this.
Girls have cooties. Gross.
Gross. Circle, circle, dot, dot. You know the rest. Because you don't want cooties, so you better know the rest.
Yeah, if you don't know the rest, you have cooties,
you got
gross
cooties.
Person.
So yeah, welcome to Disney era. Romance is forbidden, I guess. Maybe that explains Tori and Blake. Have fun with Dino Thunder. My first ever Power Rangers season. Sincerely, Nate, new listener. Thank you very much. That's wild, especially because in this episode there is a kiss.
Almost. They don't get there.
Oh, Josh, you sweet summer child. I think they did.
I don't think they did.
I think that we'll talk about it when we get there, but I think lips touched. And that was...
I don't think so. I'm gonna have to go back and check, but I feel like there was still a healthy distance between
lips. I'm going to explain my case, because I did rewind it to see, because I was like, am I seeing this on a Power Ranger show? And I was scandalized. And I was like, I don't want them to get cooties, so I should double check. And I have some reasoning.
Devin has his cootie shot.
Well, I mean, we'll see. Do you want to jump in? Do you want to talk about the episode?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I do. I don't even know how to tackle this beast
well,
of an episode.
We're going
to
do it same way we always do, which is mostly in order.
Oh, I do want to say, I hopped back on the Discord for a random minute.
I'll
probably be in and out randomly. You know, every couple of months, so maybe I'll poke my nose in.
Yeah.
But I did see someone was asking about a Morphin Omentary for the 2017 movie.
Yes.
Did we do that?
We did that.
Because I don't remember watching that movie a second time.
No, yeah, we did. We did a commentary for it.
Okay. Well, then I will dig up the bonus link, and there will be a direct link in that Morphin Grid channel on our Discord.
Dope.
To that episode, if people want to listen to
it.
That should be up by the time this goes up.
I thought it was on Patreon, but the only thing that anyone found was the original review that we did with Alan right after we watched the movie. So maybe it never made to Patreon, which back then I was worse about getting things on Patreon than I am now. But yeah, and we also, I mean, we have talked about getting all the the ghost bonus episodes up
I gotta do that. They're still in the feed technically, but like the feed you know is how that works for us
weird. You guys know so
our server likes to just change our host address without telling anybody.
That was fun. That was a cute thing it did. And it's like, we want $115 or else you can't do a website.
That's more.
Anymore.
That is, it's gone up $16.
Oh, Jesus.
Since the last 2 years were $99 for the domain and the hosting.
What kind of racket are you running? Things get cheaper over time. Why do they go up?
They're also like a different company now. It's like Ionos.
Yeah.
.oneandone.com. So that probably has a lot to do
probably.
With it.
Probably. Anyway, enough about that. We start off in space. There is a meteor hurtling towards the Earth. It is dramatic the way we start this episode. Then we cut right to Trent in the woods looking at, I think, a GPS phone from 2004.
Yeah, because he's like, it's like a trail GPS. Remember how they had like a little handheld trail GPS you could buy for
$700 probably?
He looks at it and he's like, I have to get further away. It's too dangerous.
I'm not far enough from the city. And then we cut to Devin and Cassidy, who are also in the woods. So I guess Trent just left.
He just crossed the tree line and he's like, I'm not far enough away yet.
Trent, why are you so dirty and sweaty all of a sudden if you only just left?
Oh, that's the White Ranger drugs.
Oh, right. So Devin and Cassidy are there. Cassidy's wearing heels. Asterisk, they're not heels, they're boots with a heel. Which are probably not great to walk in the woods, but it's not like she's in, like, stilettos trying to, like, traipse through the woods.
That would be ridiculous if someone in this episode had stiletto heels on in the woods.
That would be wild, and I'm going to say it, kind of silly, I think.
That would be whack.
I think that would be pretty whack, Josh. So, they're talking about how she's looking for the White Ranger because she did some research and like all anti-heroes and like weirdos and bad guys live in the woods, I guess, is what her reasoning is. So she's like, there's probably the White Ranger in the woods. And they hear a noise and she's like, hey, White Ranger, come out. And it's Trent, who looks like he's been caught for a second, but then he just kind of turns around because he's next to a tree. And then Devin's like, oh, it's just Trent. It's not the White Ranger. They love this joke.
It's so funny to them.
They love
double
it.
Down on it, because then Cassidy's like, we thought you were the White Ranger. And Trent's like, really? You thought I was the White Ranger?
And she's like, well, not you, but we thought that you were the White Ranger. And I think, Josh, the thing about this joke is I'm worried they're going to do it so many times that every other episode I'm going to love it and hate it. Like, I'm going to oscillate.
You're going to just go back and forth?
Yeah.
It's passed between at least three different writers now.
It's like, I think it's just on the whiteboard. It's just like, Trent is the White Ranger. No one knows that. Get it?
It's just like a laughing emoji with like the tears.
Yeah. And that's how they got the idea for emojis. So that's where emojis
thanks,
started.
Thanks, Disney.
Way to go.
No kisses.
John Telligan.
All emojis.
So then there's like another noise. And he's like, watch out. And then a meteor almost crashes into them and kills them all.
Almost smashes into Cassidy specifically.
It goes like between her and Devin's heads. And I'm like, you would be dead in real life. Like, you would be corpses, headless corpses now. So they walk over to investigate it. And it's like kind of weird. Like, it's a meteor, but it's also. I'm also trying really hard not to go, meteor, which is the best TikTok that anyone has ever made.
I don't know. Have you seen all the dances?
There's a lot of dances. I've seen some dances. I do think the best TikTok ever made, though, is still the meteor one. And I think the worst TikTok that's ever made is every single one parodying that, because that's not even they're not even close to good at all. So they look at it. We cut to the lab. Haley is scanning the ambered Tommy. Connor's playing soccer with like a little Nerf soccer ball. He's like, oh, got the breakaway. Oh, doing the kick. Ethan's like, I'm almost going to beat this level and do the highest score I've ever done. And then I think Connor kicks a little soccer ball at a computer in such a way.
You can hear Kira's the guitar like the whole time. It's just like gentle strumming in the background. While Connor spikes a soccer ball onto Ethan's computer.
You can't touch those with your hand, Connor. You should know that. And yeah, and then he's like, oh, I was so close. What am I? I have to start over. And Connor's like, there's this cool thing called outside. You could try that. I'm like, Connor, you're also inside. So like, I don't know.
You big dork.
Yeah. So then, then he's like, yeah, I'll go outside once you go to a library. And Connor's like, that will never happen. Not on your life or mine. That's the same. You have a better chance of seeing Kira at a fashion show. And Kira looks up from her guitar. And she's like, do you want to do this right now? Do you want to start with me
like
right now?
She looks like sad. I think she's still bummed about Trent being a bad guy.
I think so. It read to me as angry, but I think you're right and that she is sad and that is
when she looks up, she is angry.
Yeah, it's a complicated emotion.
Yeah, she's like, not the time. I'll kill you and then I'll go back to being sad about Trent.
And then I'll take your gem and I'll be the Orange Ranger because I'll have two of them. I'll take yours too and I'll be the red, white, and yellow.
Oh,
red, blue, and yellow ranger.
That flipped a switch.
Did that do something?
That flipped a switch.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all. So you can be the White Ranger, which is all the colors.
Right. So is everybody else a Black Ranger?
Everyone else becomes a Black Ranger after that because the color is gone from them. So.
Oh, man. Oh,
oh, what about what the hell?
Oh, what the hell?
So then Connor goes over to Haley and he's like, hey, have you figured out a way to get Dr. O out? And she's like, no, he's like molecularly bonded with the amber or something. It's like magic science amber. And I don't have like an energy source that can like remove him from it. Also, my notes kept not. So I don't know if it's me spelling it wrong, autocorrect saying I'm going to spell a different word, or autocorrect not catching me spelling the word wrong. But Tommy is in my notes as Yami at least twice.
Is it Yanni or Laurel in your notes?
It's I can hear them both. So I can also, and I don't want to brag, but I have pretty sensitive ears and I can tell when they are changing and like the different pitches. But it still freaks me out that sounds can do that. It's like the dress, which you see incorrectly.
I have seen it both. I have not been able to replicate it being white and gold to me.
It only is white and gold to me. I literally have never seen it as black and blue.
There was only one time I looked at it. I was like, oh, it is white and gold. But then that same picture was black and blue after I blinked.
I remember when this is like an 11-year-old. This is a very old meme at this point. Maybe it's not that old. Maybe it's like 6 years. But I remember us talking about it. Because we both see it differently. And then we went to my roommate, Tony, and we're like, what color do you see? He's like, it's like orange and green. And we're like, no.
Of course. What? Of course Tony saw orange and green.
Tony, you weirdo. So Yami is stuck in the amber, and we can't get him out of there. But then they get a reading for the meteor, and they're like, go check out the meteor. And then we cut to Cell Tracks of Mezogog. And I can't for the life of me figure out what this monster's name is, except I think his name is Robot.
It's what I heard was a Robobot.
It's a Robobot?
I think his name is Robobot.
It's a Kirby Robobot?
Let me look this up.
Because he's like, it's a robot. And I was like, a robot? He's like, a robot. And I was like, why would you just name him Robot?
He's Robobot.
Robobot.
Leader of the Whack. It's the 15th episode.
What is the monster name? I gotta know, because every time it's in my notes, I just like, it's like you, it's like I wrote it with a sigh. Like, here comes Robot.
Okay, this says Rojobot with a J.
Is it maybe Spanish and it's
maybe
Rojobot?
Maybe they're saying Rojobot, which is so maybe take a second pass at that, because also he's not red.
There is exactly zero red on him. There's a
Rojobot.
Orb,
yeah,
but
that's
it's mostly pink. So
yeah,
when
he's
said,
got like a weird brain orb on the top of him.
Yeah, like he's a spoink. I thought so this means that Zeltrax is like, here's Rojobot. And I just thought he was being like Stone Cold Steve Austin about it, like a Rojobot, like kind of thing.
Give me a Rojobot.
And I was like, why is his name Robot?
This page, all the other ones seem to tell you what their components are, but this one does not.
This is like, I don't know, man.
Even though he's like, he's a Rojobot, man. I don't know.
You're lucky we found his name. So he makes the monster, and he's like, he's going to be super terrifying and cool, and he comes out, and he's like Rodney Dangerfield. Like, he's like a scaredy cat Don Knotts from Scooby-Doo. Like,
he pops out, and he sees Mezogog. He's like, oh, who's that scary guy? And he
runs away. Who's the dinosaur? And so he hides, and Mezogog's like, what the hell, man? Why do you keep making these things? And they're like, all right, well, there's a thing in the woods. Go send him to get it, I guess. Cause Elsa's like, there's a power source in the woods, and it's uncharted, and we've never seen anything like it. And he's like, send robots. And I just think everyone's being real breathy, and I don't know if they're saying robot. We cut to there, and Trent Cassidy and Devin, who, this boy, you want to talk about things that made me mad in this episode? Looking at them as a trio of people who could be Power Rangers. You got a White Ranger, Devin could be the Black Ranger, and then you could give Cassie the janky-ass Pink Ranger suit, and she could be the Pink Ranger, and it would be fine. Like, It would be great, but instead, it's just three folks in the woods, and I was like,
One of them is a Ranger.
One of them's a Power Ranger, but they could be a second trio of Power Rangers, and It would have been very cool. And they go look at it, and there's like purple stuff coming off. I don't know if they get hit with it yet or if it's just like glowing, but later on, everyone will get blasted with purple from the meteor. So then the other Rangers show up, and what I like about this is that Connor and Ethan are still rip shit at Trent. Kira's like, Trent, you're still in town. He's like, I tried running away, but I only got a little bit far in the city from the city. And then Connor's like, hey, Trent, what you up to, buddy? And he's like, yeah, we got some catching up to do. And I was like, oh, I like that they're still...
We're going to kick your ass, Trent.
I'm like, oh, I like that they're still mad at him for being the White Ranger and thinking he's evil. Like, that's... I like that. I don't know why I didn't expect Power Rangers to follow up on that thread, but I was just nicely surprised by it.
I looked up this Pink Ranger suit, finally.
It's great, isn't it?
It's so good. I can see them putting Cassidy in this
can
thing
you
for
imagine?
Sure.
Imagine? Oh, it would have been so good. So then they're looking at the thing, and then Robot shows up, and he's like, oh, I guess I gotta be here. And there's a bunch of Krusty's too. He's like, I don't want to fight. And the Power Rangers all square up, and Devin and Cassidy are like, we're gonna go now. And Devin's like, do you want me to get any of this? And she's like, no, there's monsters attack every day. That's not news in this town. And I really like that. That, like, in a town where monsters attack every day, if you want an exclusive, you gotta go for the dino rock from the sky, you know? Like,
yeah.
So they run away. Purple energy hits them as they're running away. The Rangers are all like squared up, and Connor's like, who side are you on today, Trent? And he's like, do you want me to help or not? And they're like, oh. And so then they all start fighting. And Trent gets separated from them, I would say, because
I think so, yeah.
He disappears a little bit. As they're fighting, the fight's pretty solid. It's just like a fight in the woods, but they do some cool stuff. Connor goes to do like a back handspring, and two Krusty's catch his feet.
And they just grab his feet.
And just pull him back forward.
He's like stuck, half bent backwards for a second. It was really cool.
It's pretty good.
The rest of it's kind of a fight.
Kira at one point, she gets a call from Haley, and so she's like holding a Krusty foot or something that was kicking her while she's like taking a phone call. And Haley's like, hey, there's some, that rock is weird. There's like radiation and like a lot of stuff.
So Haley can see them on the thing, and she sees that Kira is literally like being fought.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, hey, girl. So,
hey, girl, how's it going?
Like, that meteorite is like,
did
super scan weird.
The meteor.
She's like really casual about it, even though they are fighting evil dinosaur people.
She should have called Ethan, who does fine. He beats up Krusty's. He never really gets knocked down or anything. He probably should have taken the phone call, but she called Kira instead. So then Robot gets hit with the energy, with the purple energy, and he gets like aggressive, gets aggressive, and he's like, now I want to kill you. And he's got little, his hands are like maces, they're like flails, right?
Yeah, they're really weird.
He just hits Connor in the back with this like spiked flail, and it's in another show that would that would be a season wrap on Connor.
He would be like in
wounded.
A coma for the next 10 episodes or something.
Yeah. Like, bare minimum, he would have to, like, get his back realigned like Batman did, you know? Like,
right.
So they, like, this is when they morph. And this is when I was like, where is Trent? And then we cut to Trent, who's like kind of far away from the Rangers, and he gets hit with the purple energy. And then he just like it, like the camera like kind of shakes. And you're like, oh, what's this purple energy going to do? It makes everybody aggro. And it's like a decent bait and switch, right? Because like the only thing we've seen is like Robot gets angry. And then Trent gets hit and he's like, oh, something's going on. But he just kind of like leaves. And then the Rangers get hit, but Ethan goes like wild. He's like, yeah, I feel great.
Yeah, like he just shot up some roids. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I've been drinking green tea all day. And he like double clotheslines to guys, two Krusties. So I'm thinking like, okay, this is gonna be an episode where everybody's gone like completely aggro and it's just gonna be like chaos, right? How wrong I was.
Oh, Jake,
that a sweet summer child was I.
That concept, Jake, is not whack enough for this episode.
Not nearly. So something's going on because they're different, because Connor says something that's like kind of smart and Kira's like, oh, my nails are dirty. And she's doing like a real Valley Girl accent, which is gonna be a weird point of contention that I have in like a minute.
Okay.
And then Eden's like, I feel great, I could beat up Mezogog by myself. Or maybe he says that later, but he says something like that. So we cut to the lab and Haley's like, so there's some weird radiation come off of that. It's like definitely weird. And then Connor's like, that's fascinating. It's just some dorky, right? And then they're like, there are side effects, clearly.
Yes, yeah.
And Ethan's like, I gotta go
lift weights.
I gotta go to the gym. He's like touching his chest, like I gotta work on my pecs. And it, like, I cracked up. I love Ethan in this episode, and not just because his personality is different, which I feel like is mean, but I think he, like, again, the actor is so, Kevin Duhaney is really good.
He is. I think all three of them do a pretty good job being different characters in this episode.
They do. And then Kira's like, I have to go shop. I have to go do something to my nails to make them grow.
Just to put them in some kind of like a nail bath.
I gotta give my nails a bath. So I'm gonna go do that. And Haley's like, okay, are you sure you don't feel weird? And they're like, no, we all feel fine. So they leave. And then we cut to disco music. And a lawn that says keep off the grass, and the disco pants are on the grass, Josh. They are not keeping off. They are not keeping off the grass. And then we pan up, and much like in Ocean Alert, we get like that, like, oh yeah, kind of pan shot. And it's Disco Devin.
Disco Devin with his 6 to 10 inch forehead.
His hair
because
is
this
wig, so thick.
This wig makes his forehead. I feel like the only reason I think it's a wig is because the hairline looks weird to me.
Okay, I didn't know. I was like, I feel like this could be his hair, and they're like, there's so much of it, and you slick it all back. It's just wild. What's weirder is that, like, he's walking past, and there's, like, this cute black girl with, like, a fro, like the 70s. So I don't know exactly what this part is.
Did the whole town get shot by the meteor? Because
sort
be
of,
time,
I think.
There's going to be a part later where girls are just swarming around him, and that would not happen in 2004 with a disco guy.
No, this is the same thing that happened last season when Tori was like, I need to go to a fashion thing so I can get clothes, and it was Mara and Capri. They just dressed her like she was like Maude, like from the 60s, like... Old people don't know what's cool when it's cool.
This is what was cool when whatever the writer's name was. Yeah, was a teenager.
When John Telligan was a child in the 70s, because he's 100 years old.
It's like, hey, John, Johnny, my main man. Devin was already cool, brother. You don't have to do this.
Like, it's not even, he's not even like... It's so infuriating. And the same thing happens to Kira. We'll get to Kira in a second, but the same thing happens to Kira, and it makes me feel like I'm taking crazy pills, because like that's not fashionable then, and you lived then when you wrote the episode. You could have asked someone if you didn't know, because you're so old, John. Or whoever directed
it. John was probably like 30 something when he wrote this. Anyway, yeah, Devin's a disco man.
Devin's disco stew now.
And so Cassidy He is just he's just Disco Stew. Disco Stew is gonna get a soda.
This is, do you think that's it? Do you think he's like, who's John Telga sitting there writing, like, what's the coolest person I know? Oh, it's Disco Stew from The Simpsons.
Well, it's Duff Man, but we can't put that in a Disney show. Simpsons available on Disney Plus, by the way. Anyway.
Hashtag non-spawn. Disney, we would love your money, though.
So Cassidy is like a dweeb with bad acne and greasy hair.
Yeah, why? So, and I want you to, okay, we're not gonna spoil the reveal of, like, what is happening. Like, the actual in-universe answer for why they are all behaving like this.
Yeah.
But I do want you to keep in mind that, bare minimum, Cassidy has sprouted a ton of acne over, like, in a minute. Like,
In like an hour. Because they got out of the woods, and I guess they split up because Devin needed to go raid his dad's closet.
Yeah, right. Right? Like...
And Cassidy also had to go buy frumpy clothes.
She had to go buy a frock. From, like, an old JCPenney's. Like, from Sears. She had to go to a Sears and buy, like, this dress. And, like, there's a physical change in that. Her skin got worse in, like, a second. So, keep all this in mind for when we get an answer later. So, we cut to Ethan. He's still in the lab. He's lifting weights. And he's got a muscle shirt on. And he's, like, a bro. But he's, like, pretty chill about it, which I kind of like. He just wants to work out and then fight bad guys.
Right, he gets frustrated when his workout gets interrupted.
He turns into a himbo. Like, he just turns into, like, a full-on himbo. And then Connor comes in, and he's a dork. He's like, I was reading a fascinating biography. And I was like, shut up.
So Connor comes in looking just like Christian Hubicki. Which is a joke that nobody that just heard that is going to understand.
Josh,
if anybody
is this just
listening,
a guy you know that you want to melt his at? Yeah, suck it, Christian Hubicki. You look like a dork.
Christian Hubicki is a robotics professor who was a contestant on season 36 of Survivor, David versus Goliath. Okay. And he looks exactly like Connor, but, like, probably like 6 inches shorter.
Okay. Yeah, got him. And then Kira comes in dressed like Jackie O, you know, like John F. Kennedy's wife.
Oh, I was like, she's dressed like a serial mom, but she's acting like Sharpay from High School Musical.
What is serial mom?
Serial mom is a,
I'm assuming it's a
movie. It's a movie. It's like a John Waters, like, dark comedy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think I might've seen that then. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
She's dressed like a fashionable housewife from the 50s.
Yeah,
so...
she's a 50s mom. I don't know. And she goes to the mall all the time looking like this? I don't know. I don't buy it.
Well, she had to go to the mall wearing something else because she comes in with, like, a bunch of shopping bags. She's like, there was a sale, and, well, you guys know how it goes. And then Haley's like, oh, okay. Something is wrong. So...
She looks at Kira and she says, do you want to listen to Avril Lavigne's What the Hell right now? And Kira says, absolutely not. Ew.
And then Haley's like, you've all been poisoned.
So what I thought was happening originally was personality swap, right?
Yeah. Like
until we cut to Disco Dan. And then I was like, oh, I don't know. That doesn't seem right. That does not seem like Cassidy in Devin's body anymore.
So I thought what I thought was that it hits you and it just makes you the opposite of
opposite
yourself.
Also still works, I think.
It still works
for everyone except maybe Devin. I don't know if Disco Star is the opposite of bad cameraman.
I feel like punky goofball stoner, like the opposite of that is Disco Stew,
right? John Travolta from Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that tracks. So I'm under the impression, okay, the purple orb hits you. You get perped. After you get perped, you turn into
the worst
opposite
performing team in Hidden Temple history.
They were terrible. You put the kids on there who, like, I don't know, who didn't know how to swim. Like, those are the kids you put on the purple.
And the first thing is you have to cross the moat.
Exactly.
Like, they never make it. Lux Lady Ass was on the Silver Snakes, though. Which is crazy to me.
And then my girl Olivia, the best performing, the absolute best Legends of Hidden Temple player, Olivia, crushed it on the Green Monkeys, the best team. So,
well, they're no Coods, but what are you gonna
do? I think they're better than the Coods, and I think the records will reflect that.
I haven't looked at the stats in a minute. I'm sure they're the same though.
They have not changed, probably. Unless they found a bunch of episodes where the Perps and the Coods did real well. I don't know if you can still listen to Gascast, because I feel like those episodes were hosted on Gmail, on Google Drive.
So
you might be able to still
available.
Listen to those. You can go listen to our old episode on Legends of the Hidden Temple.
There's a Gascast folder on our server, so I think they got migrated before everything got messed up.
Got jacked up. Well, then you go listen to the episode where we talk about the Applewood amulet of Emiliano Zapata. It's the episode with Olivia. It's the best episode. Anyway, so Robot is back. Robot comes back, and now he's back, and he's just like running around
this
town.
Scene
like, all right,
is stupid.
This. What do you mean, Josh?
Well, is this when they go fight him again?
They go to fight him. I do want to talk about one thing before they go to fight him. And I think that is stupid. I think that's what you're talking about. The fight scene?
Yeah, the fight scene is really stupid.
Okay, I thought you were going to crap talk the morph, which is not stupid.
The morph was only a little stupid.
I think it's wonderful. Especially
I love their poses. I love the way they like call everything different. The way they're acting just completely different is very good.
Their body language is completely the opposite.
They should
really
have reshot the sequence for this one gag, because then it cuts to Kira's like messy hair, and I'm like, doesn't work this
just
time.
Just reshoot her head and like composite it on, you know? Like,
yeah.
So they do it, but their personalities are different. So like Ethan's really like aggressive with his, and Connor's like precise and dorky, and Kira's like really feminine about it. Like she like throws her hand out like, oh. It's really good.
She's got
good.
This big goofy like smile on her face.
Yeah, and like you can hear her like saying Dino Thunder power up like from her heart. Like yeah, from her
like
from
Dino
her diaphragm.
Thunder power up.
Yeah, it's so good. And then it like zooms, it like push zooms in on Connor's face doing like a very serious like look on a face. then they show up, then they fight, and I don't remember what happens, but they do get blasted, and then he leaves. Because that's what Power Ranger monsters do. Is there anything particular stupid about this that you want to talk about, this fight?
Maybe it's the later fight, because there's a fight. Yeah, it's later after Haley is like, you guys have to work better together.
Yeah.
Or no, is this the one where they land and Connor gets blasted and he's like, Kira, help me. And she's like, oh my God, my helmet hair.
That is this one.
Okay, yeah. And then the monster's like, I literally just blasted you twice. I could kill you right now, but instead I'll leave.
I shoot you again, and they're down. They're like, oh, what's, oh no. And
yeah, he's
then
just like,
he's
you're
like,
no match for me. And he leaves because he just wants combat, I guess.
I guess.
He loves competition.
Dips. So then they're like, oh, whatever. And they all split because they're mad at each other. Because
they all
like, want to
do
work
their
out.
Different things.
So this is a fun thing about kids shows, in that you have to write for children who have much less critical thinking abilities, right? And so when you're watching it, when you're, for example, 31 years old, and you're like, all right, their personalities are all the opposite. They should still get along, though, right? Because when they were the regular they weren't singularly focused. Like Ethan.
Yeah, their personalities were all very different before.
Yeah. And like Ethan was like, I just want to play games. But like the only time he let that get in the way of him doing Power Ranger stuff was when a monster like was behind him and he didn't know it. You know, like he never stopped doing Power Ranger stuff to go game. Kira never like stopped doing power, like just like dead stopped to go leave and like tuner guitar or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
and they didn't storm off because Kira was like, I have a gig, and then Connor was like, well, I want to kick a soccer ball,
I gotta go do some
kicks. Was like, I'm on level 13, and then they all just like
yeah
stomp away,
like they're just like, oh, we got beat, and they would like leave. But like this time is like, oh, we're all different. So like Kira's like, I'm gonna go to the mall again. They're like, whatever. And he's like, I'm gonna go watch a documentary. It's like, okay.
Ethan's like, I'm gonna go deep squat.
I gotta go do some deep squats. Gotta get my butt right. And so they all leave, they split, and we cut to Disco Devin back at cyberspace. And there is a flock of women.
A horde of women. Led by Cassidy, but Cassidy is like on his arm.
Yeah, which her is like this real big dork, like with like acne and like glasses that like don't really fit. I don't think they look fine on her. They're not like, oh, she has glasses, weird. But like, she never wore glasses, so it just looks weird. And her hair is like in like really plain pigtails, and she's wearing something from Sears.
Yeah, they've got like they put something in her hair so it looks like greasy and like matted
it looks
down.
Greasier. Yeah. She's still like his number one, and I kind of like that.
She was like, hey, Devin, you want to like go get a soda or something? And he was like, he's like, I'm busy doing disco, but I can have one
I gotta go find the White Ranger. And she's like, oh, you're gonna go find the evil White Ranger? He's like, yeah, but I could get a soda first.
So I don't feel like they know what they want this personality thing to do.
No, he's cool. Josh.
He's cool, but like also he's Cassidy now because he wants to get the scoop on the White Ranger. I don't feel like we needed that. He could have just been like, no, man, I just want to dance, but I'll have one soda. This time for a nice cream soda.
Funny you bring up dancing, because he goes to cyberspace and there's a flock of ladies there, and Cassie's like, when are you going to go find the evil White Ranger? He's like, I'm going to go find him right after I boogie on the dance floor.
And then we get a montage of him boogieing on the dance floor that lasts about a sing-song, I think. It's so long.
Which would you rather watch? Him boogieing on the dance floor or sing-song?
Boogie.
I would rather watch Devin boogie for 65 straight hours than watch sing-song one more time. And I will remind you all that I watched the Moto Bros rap about 30 times in a row. So
you're serious?
I know the words to, yeah, I got stuck like it was an Avril Lavigne What the Hell video, which I also will just frequently listen to for 45 minutes at a time. So then the Rangers all come in to the Boogie on the Dance Floor party that Devin is having with a bunch of adoring babes around him and a completely smitten Cassidy. Ethan's just doing push-ups. Connor's at the bar with like 18 books. He's gonna read them all, I guess, at once, like a nerd would. And then Kira just walks in with more shopping bags in a different outfit, which I love. And literally Haley calls and is like, hey, you gotta come back. And they're like, oh, so they all go back. And they're like, you interrupted my workout. And she's like, I was going to go shopping a fourth time today. And then he's like, I was trying to read a biography or something.
I almost just called him Christian. And it's like, this is a problem that only I have, I think.
What if I title this episode, Take That, Christian, and I forgot his last name already?
Hubicki.
Do you think he would find it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
If he did, though, put in a good word for me with Jeff Probst.
with the Probst.
Your boy. I know Jeff Probst is your boy, Christian.
Don't you try to lie to me about it. So they're back at the lab, and they all have like a real attitude at Haley. And she's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your stupid little things you were all doing.
I feel like it doesn't only like, for the sake of this conversation, flip your personality, but it also makes it more like overpowering, I think.
Because
they are distracted by how much they want to do the new thing that they
right.
do.
It's like if you had like a personality for a long time, but only like all of that in like one day.
Yeah.
Right?
You have to catch up.
Exactly. I think that makes sense. That's not the answer. That's not what's happening, no. Actually. She's like, hey, I thought you wanted to free. This is when I wrote Yami again for some reason. I thought you wanted to free Dr. O. And they're like, yeah, we do. And she's like, well, that meteor, what it actually does is it frees your inner self from the prison of your heart.
Well, she says it takes like a side of your personality that maybe is hidden away and like brings it to the front.
Well, yeah, but she also says it like it's your inner self. It's secretly, Connor, you're intelligent and like books And Ethan, you're athletic and competitive. And like, guy's always been competitive. Like, he's not, yeah, not competitive.
Have you seen him he's talk just, to Trent?
Yeah, right? And it's like, Kira, you're
a girl.
A girl, actually. And they're like, whatever. And then you think back to Devin. Guess inside Devin's heart, there's a tiny dancing man doing the boogie double disco floor. And I guess inside Cassidy, there's a greasy skin. So why is it her personality is different? Did she get acne all of a sudden?
What I don't like about this, and what I did like when I thought it was like a polarity flip for like who you are as a person. Yeah. What I liked then is it was confirmation that Cassidy and Devin did not have like a romantic thing.
Yes.
But now because it like draws this inner personality out, it's confirmation that they do.
Yeah, and I don't like it. I'm not a fan of
like
that part.
It's like Jesse and James kissing. You don't.
Yeah, no. You
don't. They're just buds. Like, it's okay. A guy and a girl could just be friends. It's okay.
Yeah. So the meteor frees that, and they're like, but we can use that energy to get Tommy out of the amber. And I'm like, that makes
they're
no
gonna
sense.
Draw the inner Tommy out from the heart of the amber.
And then yes, and then Kira says, wait, so Trent helped us. Does that mean there's still good inside of him? And I said, yes, Kira, but your math is wrong. Like, that is not why. That's not why. He's still just good because there's like an evil thing inside of him that's not him. It's trying to take him over, but it's not him. And also, he helped you out before y'all got hit with the perp. Before you got perped. So...
Yeah, they could have shown something that happened to him instead of him just disappearing in the woods and then, like, popping up for a minute at the end to be like, I'm mysterious, and then he leaves again.
And then, like, the Tuxedo Mask theme plays when he just leaves.
My work here is done. But you didn't do anything!
So they morph again. And this time it's centered on Kira, and I thought we were going to get a third morph centered on Ethan, but we do not.
No, I am glad that Kira. They did it a second time, because it's a really good sight gag.
It is. And then they speed up the actual morph thing to, like, double speed, so it's like, they do a backflip real quick, and they stand up, and they have helmets on.
Yeah.
It's very quick. So they go to fight Robot again, and Connor has his gun out, and he pushes up his glasses. He does not have them on the out. He mimes pushing up his glasses on the outside of his helmet. I don't know if you caught that.
I did not. Well, Kira in their first fight mimed like brushing her hair out of her face.
So and she's like, oh, the lines earlier, she's like, the lines are all wrong. Don't they make these in petite? And I'm like, Kira, it's literally form, it's spandex.
Like, it fits your body.
It fits your body almost exclusively, I would say, at this point. They attack, they shoot him with their guns, and then they turn around and they do like poses, and like their poses are all very like the body language is very good.
Yeah.
They didn't
kill him.
Kill him. He's fine. And then he shoots them, and they're like, you leave us no choice. Super dino mode. And I will say, super dino mode, seeing all three of them next to each other, I think it really works. It doesn't seem like
it's growing on me. Maybe I'm just getting used to it.
Maybe. But when they're all next to each other, it doesn't look like Connor's is like the weird default and the other ones have special things about it.
Yeah, I think Connor's spikes on his like forearms are bigger. Like
they're longer
like the fangs.
And they like go outwards so he can use them to like cut, whereas Ethan's are spiked upwards so he can like stab. Mm-hmm. And Kira has
wings.
Pterodactyl wings. But I like it. So then they fight him. And they kill him. They bring him together. They use the Z-Rex blaster and they kill Robot. And then we cut to Mezagog like immediately. And he's just brain blasting Elsa and Zeltrax until they
he's so mad.
Die. Because
they just collapse
on
the
ground.
Floor.
Yeah.
And then he does tell them to do something after.
But I don't think
they get up.
He's like, I'm going to rehydrate him, and I want you to think about why you suck ass.
And they can't think about why they suck ass because they are dead ass on the ground.
And then so then he astronaut foods him and he grows big and they're like, all right, Zord time and Kilo Zord. And I don't know if like it's wearing off or what, but he's a giant monster, right? He's building sized. He like runs away from the Power Rangers and like hides behind a building.
Yeah.
That's not, he was aggressive before.
He didn't have enough purple energy in him for when he grew.
Maybe when he died, it released it. And then when he got brought back, he just didn't have
it. He's just a coward anymore. Again. Yeah, because he's definitely just being like, oh no.
He's like sneaking. He's like trying to sneak away. They're like, where'd he go? And he's like, I'm going to get away.
You're the size of a city block, buddy.
Right? So he hides behind that big owl building in Austin or whatever. And he's like, ah. And then Trent just kind of steps out of nowhere. And he's like, where are you going? And then Trent like hits him with the weird sled thing. I don't remember what it is. He has like, it's like part of his tail that he just like puts in the air.
Yeah.
And then it shoots at them and it looks like a toboggan to me. And then they double drill because they got the Ankylo and the Dino and they kill him and he dies. And then we cut to the woods. I think we go to commercial. We come back. We cut to the woods.
Trent says something else and I can't remember
what it was.
Because he has some like short dialogue with Kira where Kira's like, hey, thanks for the help. And he's like, goodbye. But his voice is like less modulated or something.
I think part of that is now that we know it's him.
Yeah, it's too. Still a little disguised, but not as much. And I don't know if this is like the purple energy made the White Ranger
good?
Gooder? Not good, but like better.
I feel like that's kind of what I read it as.
This is their out, right? This is how they're going to fix him, probably.
Yeah. Well, maybe. We'll talk about that. They bring that up. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it is something like if it brings out your inner self, it makes less sense. Because then Trent is the inner self when he's in the White Ranger, because the White Ranger is usually the one in charge. So if when he morphs, then he's Trent more than White Ranger. You know what I mean? I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
So we cut to the woods and they are driving up and they just shoot the motorcycle lasers at the meteor.
Yeah, they just jump up over like an embankment, not even a big one, just like a little hill in the woods, and they fly through the air and they're like, fire! They just blast the meteor from like behind a line of trees. I don't know.
Like 100 yards away.
How they didn't burn this whole forest down.
They're very accurate with their laser blasts. And it blows up and they demorph and they go to touch it. And Ethan's like, oh, it should still have some residual energy in it. And Connor's like, how do you know that? And he's like, it's called education. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense, but okay. And they're like, hey, you sound like old. And he's like, yeah, I do. And I'm like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you're kind of a dink.
And then they're like, all right, let's go back. So they run to go back. We cut to Cassidy and Devin. They're dancing. They're boogieing on the dance floor together, though.
They never got that soda.
They never did get that soda, but they do a spin, and Cassie, like, falls onto, like, the couch like she's Juliet or something. And then he sits down next to her, and she sits up, and she's like, Devin, it's always been us. And they lean in to kiss each other, and I think they do, Josh.
I think
lips touch.
No.
Because here's why. Here's why, Josh. No, I don't like it. But here's why. Because when they get really close, there's a bright white light that covers their faces, so you can't see for sure if they kiss.
That's the trick. That's the trick.
That's the trick. And then they freak out because they're back to normal, and they're like, ah! And Cassie's like, what the fuck? And they're like, I have to leave. And he's like, why am I in disco pants? And they run away.
Yeah, because Cassidy pops up, and she's like, Devin, what are you doing? And then she's like, never mind that. Who cares? What are you wearing?
He's like, I don't know. And she's like, my skin feels bad. I have to go clean it. And I agree with you that I don't like that if it is just their inner selves and that, like, that means that this is in there. But if it's opposite, it's good because it means they wouldn't.
Right.
So
I don't know. If they do love each other, I just hope they're happy. That's it. That's all.
Yeah, same. We cut back to the lab, and they got the chunk of meteor, and they're like, and Kira's like, can we use the meteor to like get Trent out? And she's like, yeah, we can definitely talk about that after we get Tommy out of the amber. And so they put the thing in, and they're like, all right, it's gonna be free. And nothing happens for a second. And then Tommy's like, hey, I'm back, great job.
Yeah, the amber like melts off of him. And it's a very stiff voiceover. Like, he recorded it in his basement.
He really quick. Like, he didn't have a lot of time.
Because the audio sounds different, too.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, great job. Power down. And then he doesn't power down. He's like, okay, all right, one more time. Power down. Yeah.
He tells the power, I said power down.
Come on, me being a Power Ranger. And then he looks at the camera, and he's like, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs, and the episode ends.
Okay, so before we get to our superlatives, I guess.
Yes.
Here's my big question. Jake.
Yes.
What the fuck is the whack?
Just like all of it. Just like all of it, man.
Who's the leader? It's all whack.
It's all whack. They're all out of whack. Because they're opposites.
Is the title like a play on like a name of something I don't know?
I mean, leader of the pack.
But it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, Josh. But it's a Power Rangers title. 3 out of 5 times, they don't make sense. Are you Googling
it?
I'm looking at
the wiki to see if there's a trivia about why it's called this.
What does the title refer to? It's like, it refers to someone being in charge of whack things.
This is the second episode that Trent didn't deepen his voice while he is in the white Dino Ranger form.
There you go. That's whack, I think.
It's pretty whack. And there's no information.
Yeah, I just think that
the title probably comes from the song Leader of the Pack by Shangri-La.
Shangri-La? What?
Shangri-La? Shangri-Las?
Shangri-La?
What is this? How do I say?
Well, Shangri-La is like a...
Yeah, all right. It's Shangri-La.
But it's not... There's no S at the end of it, so I think that's like... So they can copyright it for their band name. Is it from the 70s? Is it a song from the 70s that Andrew Merrifield loved when he was a child?
The Shangri-La were an American pop girl group of the 1960s, between 64 and 66.
So not even the 70s. Disco Stew.
So is this referring specifically to Devin?
is Devin
the leader of the whack?
The leader of the whack? I think yes.
This leaves me with more questions than answers, Jake, and I don't like it. I do really like the episode, though.
I also really liked it. All right, so Josh, I started. What's the best?
The best is, I think, their new morph calls.
That was really good.
Because also, they do it twice, and each time they do the same gag where, like, Kira has to drop all her shopping bags and, like...
Yeah.
Ethan has to drop whatever workout equipment he has, and Carter.
That's not
Christian or Connor.
The disrespect of Christian Huntsley's name. What's his last name?
Hubicki.
Hubicki. That's a dork ass name. I'm sorry. That's a name you would make up for a dork in a cartoon.
He is a big dork, and he's also one of like the best Survivor characters we had in a long time.
Also, he's a robotics
professor.
He played
on the same season as John Hennigan.
Really?
Yeah.
Johnny Nitro was on Survivor?
He was on the Goliath tribe.
Oh, dang.
Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, he's like the Prince of Parkour. He's like so good at acrobatics and stuff. And all the challenges this season are going to be balance-based, so he doesn't even get to show off. And then he goes out... He goes out with the lowest votes to the tribal council because a bunch of idols were played. It's a mess. Anyway.
The drama.
Connor, like, drops a bunch of books is what I was trying to say.
Yes. I think I also want to best that. I love a lot of this episode, and I think that is, like, the crystallized version of what this episode is, like, great at, is the morph calls. What is the worst?
The worst is, I think, the kiss, right?
I also agree. I think it is
we
also
say
the
so
kiss.
Often, just let them kiss, and then they did one time, and it was the wrong one.
It's so wild. I love Dino Thunder. I'm enjoying Dino Thunder a lot, but two times they've given me a thing I have specifically asked for and did it so bad that I'm like, never do it again. Tommy killing the monster when he's small was so dumb, I never want to see it happen. Unless I can go back in time and watch Jason do it, you know? And then I was like, let him kiss. And I'm like, not them. Don't let them kiss. That's the wrong thems. I meant the royal them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's the MVP?
It's tough. I want to give it to numerous people.
Same.
Because everybody who swapped characters did a great job of it.
Yeah,
except literally
everybody.
Because we didn't see anything.
No, but...
Except for, like, the White Ranger helped at the end.
Yeah,
which was so unlike him.
It's the opposite. He never kills monsters.
I don't know. They all did such a good job. I'm going to give it to five people. I'm going to give it to...
Yeah, you know, you could do that.
Connor, Kira, Ethan, Devin, and Cassidy.
I'm going to give it specifically to Ethan, because I thought... I feel like he had not like the least amount to do. I feel like they all had like an equal amount of stuff to do, but
I feel like Devin got more.
Devin probably got at least like spotlight. He got like three separate spotlight scenes.
The episode is titled after him after
apparently.
All, so.
But I think Ethan like could have gone away with it. That would have been equally as frustrating as how he is usually. Right. But like,
yeah,
he didn't. He just turned into a himbo. And I was like, yeah, that's good. That is good, actually. So I'm going to give it to Ethan, which might be his first MVP of the season. Welcome on the board, Ethan.
I'm pretty sure that it is.
And he got technically two because you gave it to five people. So
that's true.
So account for that in your math, Benny. Now we got to rank it. And Josh, I don't want to shoot my shot too early, but
I'm not even going to look, but I think it's number one.
I think
right?
It's number one easily.
What's the current number one? I'm not even going to open it because I don't think it's going to go lower than that anyway.
Current number one is Day of the Dino, the two-part opener of the season.
I think this is more fun than that.
I do too. It couldn't exist without the first episode, but by that logic, nothing could.
Well, Dino Thunder can't.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah. But I love when any show, but specifically when Power Rangers, does a weird thing like this. Like, I want Power Rangers to be more weird things like this and
this
less...
This could have been just, like, a body swap episode, which they do, like, every season. Instead of that, they took
weird
that premise, but went, like, a different way with it.
Yeah, and it was,
kind of turned it on its head, and it was very good. Because, like, you could swap Cassidy and Kira, and that would be funny, because they're also very different.
Yeah.
But and I feel Ethan like the way they went Connor. With it, where they went with two... For the girls, anyway, two characters that neither of them are.
Yeah, exactly. And
was very good.
And Ethan is not the same kind of nerd that Connor turned into. And Connor's not the same kind of jock that Ethan turned into. That was more close than the other ones. But it wasn't like just like put A in B and B in A. You know, it was like here's a new thing that we can. And it was really fun. So, yeah, coming in at number one, leader of the whack.
Who would have thought last week when we read that title that it would be the best episode of the season so
far? I know.
Far.
It's wild. I'm also glad that something has beaten the first episode. Because I like whenever we do our rankings, you know, we put them on there. I always want something to be better than the first episode because
yeah,
that stinks if it's not, you know.
If it doesn't get any better after that.
Yeah. But that's going to do it for us for today. We will see you on Friday. God, this is a long episode. But, oh, my cat also. My aunt's cat did come in, and we had to stop for that. Because she had an axe, and she's like, here's Maggie. And I was like, okay, I'll let you in. So happy birthday, Avril Lavigne's What the Hell. Happy 10th anniversary. Really proud of you for all of your great works and achievements and everything. And also, we'll see you on Thursday for what? Josh, do you have it pulled up still? Because I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I should still have it here.
It's called, like, Power? Did I see the word Power in the title?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Nope.
Nope? Okay.
Nope. Burning at Both Ends.
Okay. And we're going to have a guest on for that. That's going to be very fun, and we'll see you on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
And that's not. You shouldn't do that.